Public officials confused by the language of the recently passed Victims' Rights Amendment are hoping a task force will sort out the issues. Amendment S, or Marcy's Law, was added to the state's constitution last month after voters approved it. In response, certain agencies are now closing public records. The Attorney General has appointed a 25-member group of state and local officials to study the reach of the new law. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Victoria Wicks reports.
The State Department of Public Safety is now withholding the names of people injured or killed in vehicle accidents, and the Sioux Falls Police Department is no longer releasing the addresses or names of businesses where crimes occur. Both agencies say the reason is Amendment S, which gives crime victims the right to try to prevent the release of information that might allow others to harass or intimidate them. Governor's Chief of Staff Tony Venhuizen says the information is important to South Dakotans.
There's a clear public interest in having these records be open, not only for open government reasons and for reporting in the news media and just people being aware of what has happened. These records are also very important to the insurance industry.
But Venhuizen says the wording of the amendment does not clearly state which records must be closed and which can be released. Venhuizen says legislators could pass laws clarifying some of the provisions in the amendment, but they can't change the intent or wording, and it's up to the courts to define terms and clear up ambiguities. An attorney who specializes in open records says, as he reads the amendment, victims have to act to close a record that is presumptively open, and that might involve getting a court order. John Arneson says agencies that withhold information are reacting out of fear.
There is no reason for them to worry about being punished for disclosure unless they're sitting there looking at a court order saying, you are enjoined from disclosing that record.
Arneson says this problem arises from vague language in South Dakota's amendment, which is modeled on a similar amendment in California. Arneson notes that California's victims can block the release of confidential information, but in our state, the word confidential has been omitted. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.